pharma. We're a phenomenally successful industry built on innovation and filled to the brim with clever, passionate people committed to high performance, partnership with health systems and to making patients' lives better. So why then do so many of us working in pharma feel a bit, well, frustrated? We all know the world's changed in the last few decades. Health systems have shifted, become more constrained, demand has increased, and our customer landscape and needs have become more complicated and complex. We all get it. And like most organisations, we're also being asked to embrace technology, do more with less, and continuously improve. To be empowered, work hybrid, change mindsets. We've actually responded well to these changes in some cases. So many transformation programmes have happened, and sometimes they've been really successful. But if we're honest, there are some areas where, when we look back 20 years, things haven't really changed that much at all. We're still not integrating channels, we're still fighting for customers' attention, and our organisations still feel full of bureaucracy. But it's definitely not from lack of intent or effort or investment or intelligence that things feel a bit stuck. So what is going on, and how can we unblock whatever is holding us back and making it all feel a bit impossible that things could ever be different? As Rubica, we regularly wonder, what if there's another way to look at some of this and ask if maybe it's not the obvious stuff, like not enough training or the wrong processes or no inspiring vision that we need to help us transform? What if it's some of the less explored depths of our culture, the norms, assumptions and the unwritten rules that exist in the companies we work in? We're sure we're not alone in these wonderings, so here's our contribution to the brilliant and challenging thinking already going on out there. Introducing What the Pharma, a brand new podcast brought to you by the curious and sometimes equally frustrated minds at Rubica. With the help of guests from inside and outside life sciences, Rubica team members, me, Caroline Gosling, and Harry Malcolm will be looking for alternative angles on what's going on in our organisations, diving into the depths of human behaviour to see what we can uncover and what the pharma we might want to do about it. Tune in and help us explore to see if we can find exactly what the pharma is going on beneath the surface of our company cultures and how a different take on our stickiest problems could reveal some unexpected solutions to try.